Today's show is pre-recorded. Due to unforeseen circumstances, the Semper Fi Parents 2011 5K event has been canceled.
Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeboiser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People living by Rotary's motto of service above self.
And today, our special guest is Bala Zill-Willinger. She is the president and the founder of Semper Fi Parents. And what is Semper Fi?
Well, I think we should first say welcome back, Bala, because we've had the pleasure of interviewing her before.
Well, thank you so much. Good morning. Being here.
And now your question, Madam O'Connell.
My question is, what exactly is Semper Fi, Paula?
Semper Fi is a parental support group for those parents who have children in the military. It started when we were hot and heavy in Iraq, and it grew to encompass every branch of the service. So we adopted Semper Fi, not just because we're all Marine parents, but we expanded, and now that we cover everything, Semper Fi is short for Semper Fidelis. It's the Marine term, and that actually means always faithful. So who in a time of war was the most faithful person? The parents. So Semper Fi Parents was born.
Right. And tell us, share with us again how you got involved.
I actually started the group when my son left for boot camp to be a Marine and found that there was really no support mechanism. And I lived on the computer crying and laughing with parents that I'd never even met. And lo and behold, met another parent whose son was just happened to be down there the same time my son was down there. And we were going through the exact same thing, probably talking to each other on the message boards, and we never knew it.
Mm-hmm.
And decided to really pull something together locally, and then it just started. It mm-hmm. just snowballed.
It snowballed on life of its own. And you have had not one, but two sons that were?
I have two Marines. One is an angel now because I lost Bob in Iraq. Back in 2005, and that's always hard. And what was even harder was when my sole surviving son left, he decided to join after the fact of losing his brother.
Oh, really? Oh, that had to tough on the whole
that
family.
That was hard.
But so you were able then to look to your Semper Fi family, I hope, for support, because that had to be a big one.
It was hard. It was hard. I mean, I really struggled with that one.
You know, they talk about the sacrifices and the service and the contributions made by our wonderful service people, but there is no sacrifice or contribution greater than a Gold Star mother.
Thank you.
And as one, Paula, we certainly respect you. And your organization has just been fabulous. Tell us some of the support mechanisms and the support that you offer to fellow military parents through Semper Fi Parents of the Hudson Valley.
Well, we're big here in the immediate area, especially with Stewart Air National Guard base in our backyard. And we have very close connections to the command and the staff over there to support the active duty Marines that are actually over at Newburgh, and people are not aware of that.
Well, now, when you say support them that are in everybody who's active duty, what exactly, what functions do you do?
Well, we're constantly supporting the families, especially, I mean, you have young families now that you have to really think about. These are young folks, and probably they have very young children who are surviving on a military pay. And even though they get housing and things of that nature, they are still struggling. So we support them during the holiday time, and we'll give them gift certificates and that nature to go and have a holiday dinner or get the ingredients to make a holiday dinner. We are constantly fundraising and collecting items of need because many of those people over at Stewart do get deployed. So we not only support them, but our own children and any name that we get for deployment issues, and we send boxes overseas. We support the deployed. We support the wounded. We strive to bring the wounded to our local community every time we have an event.
Now, if somebody wanted to know more about how to get information, where would they go to get information about Semper Fi Parents of the Hudson Valley?
We actually have a website, and the website is Semper Fi Parents with an S, HV for HudsonValley.org. And it's inclusive of everything from boot camp to deployment issues. And then the contact information actually defaults to me.
Okay.
Paula, why don't we repeat that? And folks at home, get a pencil and paper. We'll also say it in the second half of the show. But give us the website one more time.
Sure. It's Semper Fi Parents. It's S-E-M-P-E-R-F-I Parents with an S, HV for HudsonValley.org.
And how many members do you have?
Well, on paper, we're up to 180.
Wow, that's great. That's great.
And, you know, you, with any organization, you have those people who come out and they work more
right.
than others. So, you know, we all strive through that. We struggle through that, too.
It's obviously a volunteer organization, and the common thread is that you have a family member, child, spouse, what have you, somebody attached to you who is in the military at this time.
Correct. And you don't even have to be a parent. You can be an aunt. You can be an uncle.
A relative.
You know, just a relative, mm-hmm. yeah.
So what are some of the other things you you send care packages?
Well, and care packages is tough this year because, you know, the economy is down.
Mm-hmm.
We were always relying on donations and things of that nature, and to go knocking. We stand outside supermarkets and give everybody a shopping list. This is what we're looking for. And even that is very difficult now because those a lot of grocery stores have said, you know, they're no longer doing that. So it gets even harder now.
But you know what? The need is still great because we have these young men and women who are serving our country overseas. And no matter what you may think about the politics of it, they're still there serving our nation. And they are being brought back time and time again on deployments. It's not like the old days, in my era during Vietnam, you were sent over and you came back. Now they're going back again and again without much choice. So the need continues to be great.
And you have to remember, these are all volunteers who stepped up to the plate. I mean, we don't
right.
have the draft anymore, so this is an all-volunteer military. And people forget that. And only a good about 20% of our population of the kids actually are serving.
Mm-hmm. So you've got a couple events coming up we want to talk about.
I'm so excited about it, to tell you the truth. The first one, of course, the big one, is going to be honoring 9/11.
Right.
And last year, we were successful in doing a 5K Remembering Our Heroes walk or run over the walkway.
Yeah.
And that was actually done on September 11th. Now, this year, September 11th is on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So we are again striving to have it on the walkway, starting with the run and then following with the walkers.
Let's just make the point that we're talking about the 10th anniversary of the attack on the World Trade Center. Amazing. 10 years ago. It's already 10 years. September 11th, 2001. We're coming up to September 11th, 2011. And this special walk will be on the beautiful walkway over the Hudson, which is located between Poughkeepsie and Highland. It's probably the 9th wonder of the world.
It's amazing.
If you haven't been there, this is a good time to come visit and support a
wonderful
great organization.
Wonderful that you all are able to take advantage of that beautiful walkway and support such a worthy cause. And if people want to register to participate, would they go to your website?
Yes, and we will have it up on the website.
And what happens as far as the day goes on? It starts with the runners?
It starts with the runners. We actually enlist the Marines from Stuart to come over. So if you want to run with the Marines, start it off.
Well, and you mean run behind the Marines. You should be with them for about an eyelash.
How about
if they carry me? The Marines will
Could
carry the old
Could I jump on somebody's
guy.
Back?
But we start there on the Poughkeepsie side of the bridge.
Uh-huh.
And you go over and back.
Are they going to be in their uniforms?
Oh, they do come in their camis.
They're camis. That's what it's called. Great.
And there's a T-shirt involved, right?
Yes, we have a T-shirt that will be made. And right now we do have a commemorative T-shirt for 9/11 that we're trying to get out in the community. This actually is how we're raising funds to support the packages now.
You were very generous to give Joan and me
and
a T-shirt.
And I'm holding it up to the microphone so
everybody
at home
can see it on the Radio Rotary.
It's a beautiful blue T-shirt, and it's got an outline of Lower Manhattan with the Trade Center still standing. It says Semper Fi Parents, 10th anniversary honoring 9/11. On the back, in a flag motif, is Fallen Heroes Remembered. It's a really beautiful T-shirt. And if people want to get this T-shirt, what do they do?
They can actually go to the website, Semper Fi Parents.
And purchase it, whether they participate in the run walk or not.
Correct.
On 9/11. Okay.
And will it be the same T-shirt for the people that walk, or in my case, get carried by the Marines?
To be decided upon.
Oh, okay.
Got to keep that a surprise.
Okay.
Probably designing ones. Give us that website again, and people are going to write it down before we have our commercial break.
Sure. SemperFiParentsHV.org.
All right, now let me remind our listeners they're in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Treboss, and my co-host is the person who's actually going to run, Sarah O'Connell, and our very special guest is Paula Zwigler of the Semper Fi Parents. And tell us, Sarah, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary District 7210, Rotary International, and the Rotary Clubs of Arlington, Poughkeepsie, Brewster, Cairo, Congress Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, and Kingston Sunrise.
And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
After thousands of years, after crippling millions of children, polio will soon be stopped forever. All over the world, people are joining the men and women of Rotary to end polio now. People like Jackie Chan and Jane Goodall.
We are this close.
This close.
People like Archbishop Desmond Tutu.
This close.
People like you. Be a part of history. Help Rotary end polio now at rotary.org/endpolio. We are this close.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org. Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPAPC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio and online at hudsonvalleytalkradio.com.
Today's show is pre-recorded. Due to unforeseen circumstances, the Semper Fi Parents 2011 5K event has been canceled.
Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell, and welcome back to the second half of this edition of Radio Rotary. I'm joined by my co-host, Jonah Treboiser, and today our special guest is Paula Zill-Willinger, who is the president founder of Semper Fi Parents, which is a support group in the Hudson Valley for relatives of people, families who have active duty military, and that crosses over into all aspects of the military, all branches of military service. We've interviewed Paula before, and we were really very moved by her personal story, as well as the very good works and community outreach that Semper Fi does here in the Hudson Valley. So, Paula, welcome back again. And we're also excited about some of your events that Semper Fi has scheduled coming up right around the corner, 9/11.
That's right, September 11th. Let's talk again about this. Give you all the information about the walk over the Hudson.
Where?
Okay.
Well, it's the second annual run. It's the Remembering Our Heroes 5K run/walk. Starts early in the morning.
Or in my case, stroll.
Well, we won't put a time element on you, huh? But the runners will actually register on the Poughkeepsie side of the bridge at 7 o'clock, and the race starts at 8. And the walkers will register at 8, and they will walk by 9.
Followed by the walkers.
Followed by the walkers. And we actually end at the VFW Post 170 up the street, who does all the food.
What kind
of
food?
So there's food involved?
Oh, absolutely.
Sarah's
tell
eyes,
more. Do tell
you,
more.
Sarah's eyes just started to sparkle.
You have to feed the runners, of course. And to tell you the truth, I was floored with what the VFW did last year. Because, you know, normally I'm thinking bagels, orange juice, and they actually put a whole breakfast entourage.
Wow.
Together,
oh, do they?
Yeah.
So it's not like here's an English muffin.
Oh, no. No. The Marines were very, very happy. Let me tell you.
Well,
they were very happy.
Well, you could please a Marine in the...
We'll be there.
And that's a good point. The Marines are going to be there to start the race, aren't they?
They will be there. We actually have bagpipes for Amazing Grace.
Oh,
nothing like
lovely.
Hearing that at 6 o'clock
oh,
in the
boy.
Morning.
Yeah.
And then we actually are doing something different this year. We are hoping to do a White Dove release for the 10th anniversary.
Isn't that special? That's going to be beautiful.
If you've never seen a White Dove release, it is awesome to see.
And you know what? If you've never been on the walkway over the Hudson, it is a spectacular sight. Mm. It is the ninth wonder of the world. It's a tremendous tourist attraction. And what better way to see it for the first time or the 10th time than to join Semper Fi Parents at this walk run on Sunday, September 11th. And if people are interested in registering, Paula, how would they do that?
They can go to our website. It'll be up very shortly. And the website is SemperFiParentsHV.org.
Say that one more time.
Semper Fi Parents, HV for HudsonValley.org.
And that's this walk run over the walkway over the Hudson is not the only event you have coming up. What else is happening?
No, we actually have another event that we're very excited about. Every year for the past 3-4 years, Semper Fi Parents has trekked down to Washington, D.C. to join the efforts of a company in Maine called Wreaths Across America.
Wreaths, like Christmas wreaths?
Holiday Christmas wreaths. Wreaths Across America.
Right.
So they're actually from Maine, and what they do is they lay fresh balsam wreaths at Arlington National Cemetery. Mm-hmm. This company has expanded to cover every national cemetery through the states, but their main effort is, of course, Arlington. Last year, we helped lay 28,000 wreaths.
28,000. This is on the graves of soldiers who are buried in Arlington?
Correct.
So everyone knows that they haven't been forgotten.
Correct. And this year is the 20th year this gentleman and the company is doing it. And Arlington has given special permission for every gravesite to be covered. So that amounts to 350,000 wreaths to be laid at Arlington.
Wow. Where do they get all those wreaths?
Well, amazing. But they must have a heck of a tree farm. That's all I got to say. But I've been trying to get them to come down through our immediate area to expose them to the Hudson Valley, to get the people in the Hudson Valley to actually hear their message of remember, honoring, and teach. And this year, I was successful because they are coming from Massachusetts on their way to West Point. But what better way to come across the Mid-Hudson Bridge with the big flag hanging?
Absolutely. Right.
And come straight down Route 9, and we're going to put them
very
up.
Very compelling.
Absolutely. So we'll put them up in one of the nearby hotels, or they will be at the nearby hotels. And we hope to have a dinner planned for them so that they can actually speak to the community, get the chamber people to come out, local organizations will be invited to come out and hear them speak about their cause. And then the public is actually invited. We charter a bus to go down to Washington every year. So the dates on this year is December 8th, 9th, and 10th. It's a 3-day event. Saturday will be the highlight where we join the Wreaths Across America, watching them pull into Arlington bright and early at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And then we start laying wreaths.
All right. You charter a bus. So is it limited to one bus, or if... You know, 500 people call you up saying, I heard you on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
You'll have to make other arrangements.
I'll have to see what happens. It's
you
the first come, first served.
Right?
Yes,
I wish. Classy problem to have.
I wish
classy
I did.
Challenge.
But, you know, it's open to the families. It's been out there to the families first. It's first come, first serve. Mm-hmm. I've discounted. I got a room negotiated rate in D.C.
Okay.
For $79, which in D.C. is amazing.
Sure.
Yes.
And then the bus itself is $75 to go. And then we actually throw in tours there throughout the, you know, we're going on a Thursday morning. So Thursday, Friday, we hope to do tours and meet up with people. I actually got a feedback from Dr. Biden's office.
Did you?
Yes, because I'm hoping to meet with Dr. Biden and hopefully Michelle Obama.
Wow.
Nothing like striving for the stars.
Oh, reach for the stars, honey.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Why
reach
not?
For the moon, catch
Why
a few
not?
Stars, I think.
And who covers the cost of the wreaths? I mean, we're talking 300,000 wreaths, a lot of money.
Well, there are sponsorships to be raised by the company themselves and by local organizations such as ourselves.
And if people want more money, more information, I should say, about the Wreaths Across America or your walk across the Hudson River, is that also the Wreaths trip going to be on your website?
Yes. Yes. So and actually, we have a video from our trip last year on the website.
It's probably a great time to repeat the website.
SemperFiParentsHV.org. Oh.
Now, Paula, whether you meet your successful in meeting with the First Lady and Mr. Biden, please come back and see us again and talk about that trip. I'd love to hear more about that. I think there's a lot more to talk about on this topic.
We took our Boy Scout troop to Arlington, and the boys were mesmerized. Mm. They were just mesmerized by the changing of the guard. If you've never been to Arlington, help out Paula and her group from Semper Fi Parents. Go with them with laying the wreaths and make sure that you stop by and see the change in your guard. Mm-hmm. It is an incredible ceremony.
Makes you very, you're very moved, and you're also very proud. It's a haunting experience.
It is.
But Ms. Paula, you definitely exemplify the Rotarian motto of humanity in motion.
And service
thank
above
you.
Self.
And service
thank
above
you.
Self. So thank you
self.
So much.
You know, Paula, if we may ask a personal question. A lot of people, when they lose a child, and we did say earlier in the show that you're a Gold Star mother, you lost your son, they become involved with bitterness, anger. You've extended your energies to help other parents. How are you able to do that? How are you able to do that?
I sometimes ask myself that question. Believe me, it was very difficult. I would be very easy to curl up in a ball and just become very depressed.
Right.
And not work. But and I was not so much caught up with the bitterness of losing my son and the anger with the war. But for the most part, I had to turn my energy to celebrate his life. And I guess that's where the energy came from. And the work that I put into Semper Fi, although it's like a full-time job, it's almost like therapy for me, ongoing therapy, you know, cheap
right.
therapy. It doesn't cost anything, but it is. And, you know, it's difficult because you have a full-time job and the work of Semper Fi. But it keeps me busy, and that's therapeutic. And I think if people turn their efforts into a positive direction instead of a negative direction,
then you get something out of it as well.
Absolutely.
As, knowing that what you're doing is helping other people. And for our listening audience, too, do you mind telling us what you do as a profession?
No, I'm actually a nurse. I work.
So you are a caregiver.
Yeah,
She's an angel of mercy.
Yes. An angel of mercy in a maximum security prison for men.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So, and I love what I do.
And you know what? I bet you the inmates love you because I'm sure you're very, very kind to them.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, Paul Zwilliger, give us the information again about both the bus trip quickly and also the walk across the Hudson, and give us that website one last time before we break.
Sure. The website is SemperFiParentsHV.org. Come join us on 9/11 for our walk. It's Sunday, 9/11. You can visit the information on the website. And also, the Reeves Across America is December 8th, 9th, and 10th, if you're interested on the bus trip. December 6th, Reeves Across America will be here in the Hudson Valley, and we welcome you to our dinner on December 6th.
Paul Zwilliger, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Not only for joining us on Radio Rotary, but thank you for everything you're doing for your fellow military parents and for our servicemen and women overseas. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And Sarah, who do we have to thank for bringing us Radio Rotary this week?
Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Millbrook, Newburgh, New Paltz, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
For Sarah O'Connell, my co-host, for Betty Renner, our producer. And, of course, for Jay Verzi, our wizard of an engineer, this is Jonah Treibwasser, thanking you for joining us on Radio Rotary and inviting you to come again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition exclusively on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Join us at the Rhinebeck Rotary's 21st Annual Golf Classic Tournament on Wednesday, September 28th, starting at 10 a.m. at the Red Hook Golf Club.
Registration fee of $100 per player includes a round of golf with cart, morning snacks, and post-play barbecue, prizes, and awards.
Save the date, Wednesday, September 28th. For more information, call Greg at 845-876-7035. That's 845-876-7035. 4!